We've already met our personality for our midnight merry-go-round tonight. It's George Formby, of course. We've been telling you that last night, and we've been telling you tonight. And I imagine all you folks who have seen George Formby perform in Calgary for the past three nights would like to meet him over your own radio sets. So, George, could you come up to this CKXL microphone and say hello to all our listeners?
Hello, everybody. What do you call the program? Midnight what?
Midnight merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round is right. That's what we've just been doing around the city.
Is that right?
You know that we jumped in a car a few minutes ago, went right round the city to get here, and then nearly walked it.
Well, you see, we wanted to take you on a tour of Calgary.
Yes.
Well, how do you... We'll ask you, of course, what we ask all our personalities that visit Calgary. How do you like our fair city?
Well, I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, all that I've seen up to now is the Grand Theatre and the Hudson Bay Store.
And CKXL Studios, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I've seen that now. But what we're going to do next year, we're going to come back and have a look at the, what they call the Stampede.
The Calgary Stampede?
Oh, yes, I want to have a ride in one of those chuck wagons.
I see. Well, you've got one of those 10-gallon hats, haven't you?
Mm.
Tell me, does it fit you, George?
Yes, it fits.
Sometimes we make a mistake and they don't fit them right.
Oh, this fits me perfect. Oh, I look all right in it and all. I'll be wearing it when I get off the boat at Liverpool.
You will?
Yes. I'll give them a shock when I get there.
And how do you like our Calgary audiences?
Oh, they're grand.
They're fine,
oh, they're what we call in the old country a pie audience.
A pie audience?
A pie audience. That's a good audience.
Uh-huh.
You know, an easy. You know how easy pie goes down?
Right.
Well, that's what we call a pie audience.
Well, how many shows have you performed so far in this tour?
Oh, dear. Now, wait a minute now. We've done... We started off at Montreal. I think it's around 21 towns we've visited in 7 weeks.
21 towns?
We started off at Montreal, then went to Ottawa, then we went to Kingston, Belleville, Peterborough, Guelph, Windsor, London, Hamilton, Toronto, Niagara Falls, Sudbury, Winnipeg, Edmonton...
Now Calgary.
No, wait a minute. You've missed a few out. After Edmonton, we went to Vancouver, then to Victoria, and then to Port Alberni, and then back to Vancouver, then to Calgary. Now we're at Calgary now. We go to Saskatoon.
Saskatoon now.
Set off for Saskatoon tomorrow. Then we go to Regina. Then we go back to Toronto, and I've got some friends to visit there. They call the income tax.
You have to worry with them over here, too.
I've got a date with those in Toronto. Then we catch them, we go on to Montreal and catch the boat back home again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be a very successful tour, I imagine.
Oh, it's been a grand tour.
You've
really
had packed houses all the way, I
everywhere.
Imagine.
It's been really grand.
Fine. The purpose, I think, of your tour is to take some of those good Canadian dollars back to Britain, is
that
right?
That's quite right. One of the guy that sent me out has got the sack since. Clips has resigned.
Oh.
There's another fella there now.
Oh, I see. Well, how many are in your troop that you bring along?
About 21, I think.
21?
About 21 people we travel all the way around.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you have lots of experiences besides those actually on the stage. There'd be a lot of humorous things happen along the road.
But we have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. This is your charming wife over
here.
She's
trying to tell me something to say. You better come and say it yourself, Mrs. This folks is the old woman.
Well, it's really grand to be able to talk to you. Now, I'd like George to tell you an experience of one of our artists who came over here and went into a cafe.
Oh, yes. Oh,
now, you tell the story, George, because you're better at telling stories than I am.
Well, in Montreal it happened. We'd only been here 2 days, and one of our acts went into a cafe and ordered a meal, and when he called for the check and he said to the waitress, "How much is that?" she said, "That'll be a dollar straight." So he immediately pulled a dollar out of his pocket and started straightening all the creases out of it. He'd never been here before, you know.
Well, I guess you do run into some of those Canadian
friends. Tell me something about your program, because I listened to it last night, you
did
know?
Did you?
Oh, I listened to you chewing the fat all night long.
That's exactly what I do, too. Well, I guess all the listeners know all about our program. You know what we'd like to do right now, George, is play one of your recordings.
That's right, okay.
You're recording on Columbia, I see now, or...
Yes, well, I have a few of them, you know. I started on Riedel, then Columbia, which is the same firm, you know.
Oh, I
Riedel and Columbia, then London, which is Decca. Mm-hmm. They're all mixed up together.
Well, we've got a little recording here called "Ooh, Don't the Wind Blow Cold." Do you remember making that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Some folk like the weather cold. It's healthy, they tell you. It may be dense, but where's the sense if your nose keeps turning blue? On the day that I was born, I was just 10 minutes old. I popped my head neath the clothes and said, "Brrr, don't the wind blow cold."
I was going to ask you a question about television over in Britain, George. But we were speaking before you went on the air, and you said you Hadn't bothered too much with television.
No, I've never done television in my life, but the television at home is very good, you know.
It is, eh?
We can throw about 125 miles.
Is that right?
Well, we're 125 miles from the station, and we get it every night. Mm-hmm.
Where are you making
Blackpool.
Your home now? Blackpool.
In Blackpool, aye.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpool by the sea.
Blackpool by the sea. How about your motion picture career, George? What's your latest picture?
The last one I made was a picture called George and Civvy Street.
George and Civvy Street.
I don't think that's been out here. I don't know.
I think it has.
Has it? Well, that's the last one I made. We haven't been too busy going around the world since that to make movies, but we may make one this year when we get back again.
There's one playing locally here at the drive-in theatre. What is that one?
Bell Bottom George.
Bell Bottom George. When did you make that one?
About 1943, I think.
1943?
Yeah. Yes.
Good old favorite, then. And that was made during the wartime.
During the war, yes.
Mm-hmm. How was, when you were...
That was made at Blackpool most of the time, Fleetwood.
Yes. Was it difficult making motion pictures during the war?
Pretty difficult, yes, between raids. You know, they used to come over and raid every few minutes. The Germans didn't worry about whether we were making pictures or not. You know, they used to come drop the pills all over the place.
How many movies have you made, George?
Oh, about 25, I should think.
25?
25, about 25 now.
I imagine that you have quite a lot of experiences while making movies, too. Mrs. Formby was telling us a humorous one here. Would you like to relate that again on the air, Mrs. Formby?
Well, I don't know whether I can really relate it to you now as well as I did to you. It was when he was making the picture Bell Bottom George.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked by the producer to get into a hammock. Well, George had never got into a hammock in his life before, so the producer thought it would be rather a good idea if he went downstairs and practiced it for a little while. But George said, no, he said, I'd rather not. He said, just let me try to get in and turn your cameras at the same time. So, of course, this went on for about 15 minutes with the cameras turning. And that is the funny scene that you see in the picture, Bell Bottom George.
They actually used the scene from the...
Yes, it was never rehearsed.
Never rehearsed?
Oh, no.
Turned out the best.
You never could rehearse getting in. I still can't get in a hammock.
Well, now to your recordings, George. You've made lots of recordings, and we played one a few minutes ago. We'd like to play another one in a few moments.
I've made about 250, I think.
250. I imagine they're...
We've got
biggest...
run out of titles now. We don't know what to do next.
Seeing you've got that 10-gallon Stetson, George, maybe you could make up a song about George the Cowboy or something.
Well, I've got one. I don't know if you've got it out here. It's called Hillbilly Willie.
Hillbilly Willie?
Aye, Hillbilly Willie of the Cowheel Range. I don't know if you've got it out here.
I don't think I've heard that one.
But we've got one or two interesting things with different recordings. You've got one of Chinese Laundry Blues. Well, it may be interesting to the folks to know that behind that record is Jack Hilton's band.
Jack Hilton's band.
Although it's not on there.
One of the top bands.
It's the top band in Britain at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working one of the local theatres, and he was on the same programme, and he was making a record in the next day, and he said, well, why don't you come to the studio and have a go? I hadn't made a record in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, and all the boys happened to know the tune, because it's pretty well known in England, you know.
Sure.
And they played the thing, more or less because they say in the music world they busked it. And we made the record and it turned out pretty good, but he didn't put his name on the back of it.
He didn't, wow.
No, because he said that if it was going to get away, it would get away by itself. But in the same orchestra, I think I'm right in saying that the pianist was Alec Templeman.
Is that right?
Templeton, rather. And the...
He's in town in Calgary.
He's in town. Yeah. There's a lot of famous men in that band at that time. Mm-hmm. You've heard of... What's the other boy's name, Beryl?
Freddie Switzer.
Freddie Switzer, he was the clarinetist. And what's the other fellow, the trombone bloke? He's got a band of his own now in England.
Back to your songs, George. Do you compose your own songs? Or?
Quite a lot of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you and other people collaborate,
yes.
I suppose.
Oh, yes. Beryl writes a lot of them, too.
Who?
Beryl.
The old woman.
Yes, yes.
She usually gives me my full title of the old woman, you know.
She composes a lot of them, then we have to... I should say this, we have to tone them down a bit when she's finished with them and put them on.
George, you know, as usual, you're no gentleman.
Well, maybe the folks don't quite know how comic songs are started. You know, you start them in a way really rough and then you tone them down later on.
See.
That's how most of the comic songs are started.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them forgotten to tone down, but we're not...
Tell us, what is your favourite song, George?
Well, I haven't really got much of a favourite song because there's Mr. Wu, I always, Chinese Laundry Blues. That was the first one that was really a success in the old days, and I sort of lean to that quite a lot. But I've a little song called Leaning on a Lamppost that's quite cute, as they call them out here.
Sure.
Probably the reason because The Queen likes it so much. It's her favorite song. Mm-hmm. And every time when I go to Windsor Castle to do a Royal Command performance, I've got to sing that song, you see.
I see.
So I suppose that's a kind of a favorite, and Princess Margaret likes our Sergeant Major.
Hmm.
They have their own favorites. You
I imagine
to
so.
Sing them each time.
I imagine as you travel across the country, you'll notice maybe the tastes in your favorites change.
Yes, they do. Yes, out mm-hmm. in Canada, I find Grandad's nightshirt and Sergeant Major and Auntie Maggie's Remedy.
Mm-hmm. Which song went over the best in Calgary here, do you remember?
Oh, a new one I put on this time called I Wish I Was Back on the Farm. You haven't got that one, I know.
No. You mean that isn't recorded yet, eh?
Oh, it's recorded, all right.
Oh.
Yes, it's got a blue label, I think, that one. It's a good song, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, are the music halls as lively in the old country as they were years ago?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, just as lively as ever they were. Oh, it'll never die over there.
It'll never die.
No,
yes.
No.
Well, what?
No. It's still doing very well in England.
Mm-hmm. What sort of entertaining do you like to do best, screen or radio or
Oh, I like the stage.
You like the stage?
I like the stage. You can get, you know, if you crack a gag or you put a joke on and it's no good, you know immediately.
You know immediately.
If you do a joke that's no good in the pitch, you've got to wait about 12 months before you know if it's any good or not.
It's the same in radio, George.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know whether this is going over.
Well, there's one thing, they're either listening or gone to sleep. I don't know one of the two of them.
I think we should hear another one of your recordings, George.
Yes.
We've got, shall we dig out a real old one? Look at that old Becca there. John Willie's Jazz Band. Do you remember that?
Oh, by gum, that's an old one.
When did you record that?
Oh. The one you're going to hear now, folks, has got whiskers on it.
Well, it still sounds pretty good. Here it is.
You've heard the Yankee Jazz Band and the dogfights they all play. But there's a lanky jazz band that can lick them any day.
Well, there's John Willie's Jazz Band. Just a minute, Dick. Come back here. We're going to confirm this fact that George Formby's going to come and visit the Calgary Stampede. We even have Dick Cosgrave up here, and they've already met. How about that, Dick? Would you like to come over and give an official invitation to this?
I sure wish Mrs. Frombie and George would sure come on up to our show this coming year. And we just had a joke a few minutes ago.
That was you, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, between us. When we shook hands, why, I asked him to shake the hand of the hand that shook Lord Alexander, His Excellency.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to come and see this thing, you know. Oh, I want to see some real cowboys. I've read so many cowboy books, I know all about it.
You do? Well,
the only thing, the Bronco I'd bust have to be about 40-year-old before I could ride it.
You've got the theory end of it, but not yes. The practical end yet, eh?
Yes.
Well, you were telling me that you've had experience with... With horses, then?
Oh, yes. I started my career as a jockey.
As a jockey?
Oh, I've ridden in races. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I had my first ride in a race when I was 10.
Is that right?
Yes. I've been riding horses since I was about 4 years old.
4 years old?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Your experience, you better come here. You should see some of the drugstore cowboys that ride in the Stampede Parade.
Oh, yes.
Is that they walk around with bow legs for about 3 weeks afterwards. And how are, getting maybe to a little serious subject, George, how are things in England right now? Is it getting back to normal?
Oh, yes, they're very good.
They're
very good, really, yes. Uh-huh. They're much improved from this time last year.
How about rationing and one thing or another?
Well, there isn't a great lot of rationing left now. There's petrol's off the ration, gas, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
We've no petrol rationing, and we've no clothes rationing, no boots. What have they got, Bettle? You know, they've brought about there than me food.
We've got tea, sugar, bacon, lard. I think that's about all, isn't it?
All.
And meat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But our meat ration is very, very small, but still, we look very, very healthy, and I'm sure we're all very healthy on it.
Certainly do.
Oh, we do all right, you know.
Doing all right, eh?
Well, we don't look as if we're starving, do we?
No, I don't think so. Well, let's get back to show business again, George.
Oh,
your career, that's what we like to talk about, don't we?
Shop as usual, I.
Talking shop.
Yes.
When did all this start, this business of you singing these comedy songs?
Well, as I said, I was a jockey before I came in this business, and my dad mm-hmm. before me, of course, was a very great comedian, probably the greatest of his time.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1921, he died, and somebody said to me, why don't you go on the stage? I was getting a bit heavy to ride horses, you know. So I thought, well, I'll have a go. So I learned a couple of songs off the records and went on and sang them, but I didn't use the name of Formby.
Pardon me, is George Formby your real name?
No.
Oh, it isn't.
No, George Formby's a stage name.
Stage name. Mm-hmm.
And my daddy always used George Formby because he found it. You see, we have a town in England called Formby.
Have you?
And it's a very uncommon name, so he thought by using the name of Formby, there wouldn't be any other Formbys in the business, and there wasn't. But when I thought when I started, well, I better not use Formby because he'd been headlining for probably 30 years, you see. Uh-huh.
Did he used to sing comedy songs? Or
well, that last song that you just played, John Willis Jazz Band, was one of his songs. Oh. But he used to sing it in the old-time comic way, and I put some rhythm in it, and I sang it. Well, I thought when I came in the business that with him headlining for about 30 years, I knew I couldn't headline when I started. I'd have to start small. And I didn't want the name of Formby to ever be off the top of the bill. So I started in the name of George Hoy, which was my mother's maiden name, because we originate from Ireland, you know.
Well, you do.
The name of Hoy. Mm-hmm. And I said that I would use Hoy until I became a headliner myself. Well, it took me around 18 months, and I played around all the smalls and the sticks in England, and eventually I became top of a bill, and then I changed it to Formby, so that Formby's never been off the top of the bill for the last 60 years.
How many years?
60 years. I've not been that long on the stage, but I've been on it 30 years, though.
30 years,
yes,
on the stage?
Yes, he was on 30 years before me, so the name of Formby's been 60 years on the top of vaudeville bills.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
So I don't know what'll happen because we've no children, you know, the old woman and me. I've been married 26 years and only 3 ukuleles and 2 dogs.
I'm trying to think of another question. I can't. That one stopped me.
Yes. Well, I can think of a few, but we're on the air.
I think we should have another one of your records now.
Well, that's as good to get out as anything.
What have we got now? Let's see. This is Swimming with the Women.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Swimming with the Women.
That's a good one. Do you know anything about...
Swimming with the Women? Oh, no, plenty about that. Yes.
Music,
now every year about July when summertime comes round.